Portage Health Foundation is proud to introduce you to do-good volunteer Carol Jones. Jones is a former teacher that now donates her time to help students at Horizons High School in Mohawk. The students refer to her as Grandma during her weekly visits. With patience and compassion, she has helped many students gain a diploma. A common statement from Horizons graduates is, "Without Grandma Jones, I would never have made it." If you know an incredible volunteer like Carol, go to dogoodcc.org and nominate them to be recognized as the next Do Good in the Copper Country Volunteer of the Month.
Welcome back to segment two of Copper Country Today, brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation. Learn more about them at phfgive.org. This is the point at which I was going to present the interview that I had recorded with Republican candidate in the 5th District for the Berrigan County Commission, Alan Dantas Jr. We actually recorded it very early this past week because he was planning on participating in the Lake Superior Performance Rally, one of many things that he did well and pursued very actively. Unfortunately, his tragic death on Thursday evening leaves the Republican Party for the moment without a candidate in that district. I contacted the Secretary of State's office on Friday to get clarification on what the procedure is in cases such as this, and it turns out it's fairly simple. The Republican Party in Berrigan County will be given the opportunity to name a replacement candidate. I made a couple of calls yesterday. Discussions apparently at that point were underway, but no decision had been made, so I do not have an interview with a Republican candidate for the 5th District. When a candidate is named, we will reach out and offer them an opportunity to speak on this program if they so desire. I do have my conversation with the Democratic candidate in the 5th District, Judy Bozizovich. This was recorded before Mr. Dante's death on Thursday. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
We should specify, I suppose, 5th District is basically Launce and Launce Township, correct?
It's not the township. It is mostly the area downtown.
Okay, so this is mostly Village of Launce then.
Wanted
to make sure that we had this cited correctly here after what little redistricting we actually had to do in Berrigan County recently. You are running as a Democrat. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Give me a thumbnail sketch about who you are.
Well, I am I'm a volunteer. I volunteer for just about everything. The Chamber of Commerce knows me as the volunteer that's out there. I've done Trout Fest for them. I've done Ice Melt. Ice Melt's my little baby. We're going to be brainstorming on that and how to make it a little more exciting for its fourth year. And I've done a lot of things. I helped set up the office when they wanted one downtown here in the building they're in now. I helped them to organize that and get it running. I'm a gardener. I have a beautiful backyard, and I just love it. And it's a beautiful place to have gatherings of people. They enjoy being here. I've got grandchildren that I get to see. Well, they're getting to the point now where they're college and going, you know, they're off and running up in every direction. It's hard to nail them down except on holidays, I guess. And let me think about what else. I love helping people out. I'm not bashful when somebody says they need help. I'll be there to help you. And if you want to talk gardening, I can talk gardening with you. I quilt in the winter months, and it has to be somebody that I know and somebody that I'm thinking about while I quilt that. I hand quilt everything. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm all about.
All right. Well, in terms of gardening, I can pretty much kill any plant you hand me within minutes. So maybe you can give me some tips someday. Why decide to run for county commission at this point, Judy?
Well, I thought that, you know, I was asked by the Democratic Party if I would run against Mr. Roloff. And I said, no, I know him. I like him, and I know I can ask questions of him. I wouldn't run against him. But if he should decide to step down, then yes, I probably would. Well, then it was him and two other members of the chamber that were going down. I thought, my goodness, somebody better step up to the plate. And if you got the gutso and you got the, I think I've got the talent and the fortitude to do a hard job like that. I'm not afraid of hard work. And if you give me a task to do and ask me to do it, I can't wait to jump in and I'll complete it too. I don't fool around. I'm just a hardworking woman, I guess.
Democrat, Republican, at the county board level, how important is that?
I don't think that's important. I think you have to have the real understanding of the job, knowing it's time consuming, and you've got to be there, and you've got to be there on time, and you've got to do the responsibilities that are there. It's taking care of Baraga County, and we live in one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been in. And I love the way it is. And I like that we've got the lake right there. I think we need help getting our tourism off running. And, you know, I think anybody, Republican or Democrat, can fill those shoes. But it's the want and the will to get out there and do the work.
Baraga County, with all of its beauty, unfortunately has a very small tax base. It's something that the county has struggled with for a long time. Somewhere around 80% of the land in Baraga County is not taxed. Some of it comes in with some of the payment instead of taxes, but most of it is not taxed at all, which leaves the county perennially cash short. How does the county do with that, and do you have any ideas that might help the county deal with that kind of situation?
Well, I think you have to be somewhat scotch, and you got to really be tight-fisted with money all of your life, even in your own personal life, and then you can understand that you can't just give it away. You have to have accountability when you're doling out money, where it's going, and is it going to help us or is it going to hurt us? There's just really, I don't know, you have to really understand, you know, if you can't balance a checkbook, I'm sorry, but you aren't really going to be able to do this either, you know? Working at Edward Jones, I think I learned that to be a financially responsible, not everyone can do that. And I think I am, and I think I've learned, you know, how to save and not overreach. So I think I think I have the idea installed in me for years how to handle money. So I'm not one that's going to outdo their budget.
As you look at the county situation, Judy, are there specific issues that you would like to address if you're elected to the county board?
I want transparency. I want to see tourism go, and I want to see our RV trails go. And I want to have people do this with a respect, not with hostility. I guess that's where I come from, I guess.
Yeah, there has been a big push over the last year or so to revamp the whole ORV and snowmobile trail system in Baraga County. Do you think that that's on the right track?
I think it's on the right track, but we have to remember that when we start getting the tourism is here. It's pushing at our door right now. We have to make sure we have restaurants to feed them. We have to have you have to have motels that are going to be able to take in all these people. When I was in Scotland, they weren't prepared for that. And if you didn't have a reservation, they gave you a pup tent. So I think that's a real rude awakening when you get to that point. But they won't return if we don't do it right the first time round. So
how can the county help with that?
Well, I think they have to, you know, it's a season of color now. I think we're out there doing, there's a lot of ways that Baraga County is being promoted from the outside. And I think we need to really make sure that we see what they're promoting for us. And then we have to get a handle on, do we really have enough and be observant as to what's going on and where we can improve with more ideas of how to keep people staying, you know? I don't know. We really need to have... I know the downtown DDA is working on getting a stoplight as you're coming down, so you've got to stop that corner up there by the county garage and entering into Lance. And when the chat went on, when we were just kind of casually talking about it, I said, I think I'd like a roundabout because, you know, you're going to miss that roundabout. You're going to come downtown Lawson, and at least you get to see what's down there.
We're going to trap people with a roundabout.
There we go.
All right. Talking with Jody Bozicevic, who is running as a Democrat for the 5th District County Commission seat in Baraga County, running against Alan Dantas Jr., who is the Republican in the race. There is a move to expand Baraga's parks, and this is kind of related to what we've been talking about, development of Point Abbey, and this big new park that's going to be established in Covington Township. Positive developments there?
Those are positive developments, absolutely. And I'm on the board for the Ford Alberta Sawmill. And we're having this weekend, we're having tours of the sawmill starting at 1 to 3. That interest there and the history of Ford being in this community is really huge. Our first, we had Jeff Whitman to do a talk, and we had 140 people there. So there is interest in keeping that, and that is coming right into Lawrence area. And this is where we can promote other things that go on in Lawrence as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, yes, for those who don't know, Michigan Tech started giving some hints that perhaps the sawmill was going to have to be torn down because it does take money to preserve buildings such as that, and it has fallen into disrepair, and Tech doesn't necessarily have the funds available. And so a local effort is being put together to try to help out. Has Tech been open to this?
Yes, they have, and they've been very helpful to us. I mean, we have things where their students can help us out with things like videos and whatever. And when we need a grant writer, we know we can go there and get a grant writer. And they want to make sure that they are there helping us at every step of the way. So, and we've gotten a lot of really good, strong interest in seeing this develop, and it's going really fast now. So we're waiting for winter so we can regroup and figure out where our steps are going.
Biggest challenges coming up for Baraga County, other than developing the tourism, what challenges do you see on the horizon for the county?
I think it is getting our children here educated and getting them to think outside the box and how they can stay in this part of the country and still have a job. And if we get all the broadband that we need up here, it's very possible that we can encourage them to stick around. I think that's where this needs to start, is at our grade school and township, a grade school and high school, and then to remind them and show them how to give back and give to their community. I think all of that has to be instilled in them while they're young.
Jody Bozicevic, before we wrap this up, if somebody has questions, would like to talk to you about issues, things of that nature, is there a way that they can get in touch with you?
They could message me. They could email me at msboz45@gmail.com.
msboz45@gmail.com. And thank you so much, Jody Bozicevic, for joining me on Copper Country today, and best wishes to you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
As I mentioned earlier, when the Baraga County Republican Party has confirmed a new candidate for commissioner in the 5th District, we will offer that person an opportunity to guest on the program. But right now, with a little bit of an opportunity in the show, I thought I would reach back to an interview that I recorded a week or so ago with Mike Babcock from the Portage Health Foundation on my morning coffee program on KBAR 102. The Portage Health Foundation had just introduced the nonprofits that will be taking part in this year's Giving Tuesday campaign, and I thought you would like to meet them. So here is my conversation with Mike Babcock about that very impressive program that they have developed. I'm just stunned with the success of this.
Yeah, it's honestly, I am too. We're at $1.9 million that we've raised over the last 5 years for nonprofits in the Copper Country area. And I think the most impressive part that I, when every time I think about it and look at it, is that 80% of the donations we get are actually coming from the Copper Country. So there are people in, you know, Houghton, Verga, Keweenaw, Onondaga counties that are making those donations. So it's not just money coming from all over the place. It's our community supporting these nonprofits.
But the flip side is we do get money from elsewhere. And these, I think, are many people who grew up here and have left or you know, have some history here. They still have ties to the Copper Country, and they're paying attention to this too.
Absolutely. I mean, some of those are, you know, the whole premise that we do with this is put your money where your heart is. So people are putting their money in programs that they care about, in things that benefit them or that for whatever reason they matter to them. So, you know, a lot of the ones that are coming from out of the area might be donating to something like the Keweenaw Nordic Ski Club, who's keeping their amazing ski trails open. So when they come up here twice a year, they're able to go to those ski trails.
So let's talk about who's going to be involved this year. There are some new organizations that have come in. This is a record number of groups this year.
Yeah, we have 26 partners this year, and that is that's a nice jump. We had 22 last year. So it's really nice to see such a big jump like that, and just incredible organizations. And like the interest, the amount of people that went to the website, the amount of people that fill out the form, just much higher than it was last year, which is great to see.
Within that general goal of health in the community, what other criteria do you apply to these organizations who are asking to be included?
Yeah, there's a few really kind of important and basic things that we make these organizations do in order to be eligible to do this. One is they have to be domiciled, which is, you know, their offices have to be here. They have to be founded in the four county area, which again is Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw, Onondaga County. They also have to be serving that area, so it can't be somebody that has an office here but doesn't really do work here. The money that the idea there is that all of the money that's raised is going to stay in our area, benefiting our people that live here. So that's one part of it. And then they also have to be a 501c3 nonprofit organization with their paperwork up to date. And part of that is because if the money that gets donated isn't to an organization that's up to date with all their finances and that, it's not legally donated. So we need these organizations to do the paperwork they need to with the federal and the state government to make sure that they're eligible to receive these donations. So all 26 organizations we're partnering with have been pretty thoroughly vetted to make sure that your donation that comes in is going to an organization that is up to the standards they need to be.
And the area that you include is?
Baraga, Houghton, Keweenaw, and Onondaga counties. Okay. And this year, for the first time, we have at least two organizations that are based in every one of the counties. There's probably at least, like, many of these organizations serve all four counties or three of the four counties.
Sure.
Or two of the four. But at least two of the organizations are based in and specifically serve only each of the counties.
So who are the newbies?
So we got a couple that are – I'm honestly really excited about all five of the new ones. But the Bootjack Fire and Rescue Foundation, so the Bootjack Fire Department. Camp Josh down in Onondaga County, it's a camp for kids with special needs. They have a bunch of cool stuff. They've had a new leadership group there over the last few years that just does incredible work. The Copper Country Junior Hockey Association, which of course is close to my heart. The Ripple
really? I can't think why.
Just a little bit. the Ripple Recovery Center, which is in Launce, and they are ran by the Great Lakes Recovery Centers, and their foundation is the one that signed up for this.
Yeah, a couple blocks from my house, as a matter of fact.
It's an incredible place.
Absolutely. We did some interviews with them on Copper Country Today when they opened that up, and was so glad to have them in the community.
I'm excited to go back to help promote them for this. And then the final new one is Unite Mental Health and Wellness, and I actually know very little about them, but they're based in Houghton. They have an actual office on College Avenue, and Angela Price, who is somebody I used to work with at a former job, is actually the one running it, and she's an amazing person, so passionate, and I know mental health is really important to her, and the work that they're doing from afar looks to be really impressive, so I'm excited to learn more about that.
Do we want to run down the list of all of the others?
And
it's a long list.
Yeah, can I just do it real quick?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I did it
in the newscast, so you can do it too.
Yeah, there's 26 nonprofits. All of them are incredible. They're all based in our local community. All of these have been in it before. I'm going to read them off real quick. And again, the idea is you make a donation to these organizations, and we are matching it up to a certain amount of money, which is not final yet. And I wish it was final, but it's just not. We're working through things. But anyways, here are the organizations that are coming back this year. 31 Backpacks, Amik Village Volunteer Fire and Rescue, Barriga County Shelter Home, Barber Kettle Gunlock Shelter Home, Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Western UP, Copper Country Angel Mission, Copper Country Habitat for Humanity, Copper Country Senior Meals, Copper Harbor Trails Club, Dan Schmidt Gift of Music, Dial Help, Friends of the Porcupine Mountain Wilderness State Park, Keweenaw Family Resource Center, Keweenaw Nordic Ski Club, Keweenaw Random Acts of Community Kindness, Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly, Omega House, Onondaga County Cancer Association, Simple Kindness for Youth, Superior Search and Rescue, and the Swedetown Trails Club.
And I've got to tell you, as I talk with some of these organizations, I have them on the program on Copper Country Today, for example, through the year, they come back to this and talk about it, the Angel Mission, the Copper Country Angel Mission, when they announced last spring that they had been able to purchase their own building after all these years to have a permanent home.
Yeah.
And I had them on the program, and one of the first things they said was, we couldn't have done this without the matching grants that we got through Giving Tuesday through the Portage Health Foundation. So it's not just helping them meet their day-to-day expenses. This is an investment in the long-term health of that nonprofit, which does such great work in and around Calumet.
Yeah, for many of them, it's a huge part of their budget at this point. And for somebody like Angel Mission, what's interesting is they're so busy doing the incredible work they do. They've been doing it for a decade plus that they've never even tried to fundraise. It's just not something that's in their wheelhouse. And so we fundraised. It was really the first time they've ever done fundraising.
Yeah.
And the amount of support they got was incredible.
Yeah, and the getting them into their own home, they're so proud of that. And I'm so happy to see that taking place. It's just a really wonderful thing. And it, again, represents kind of the long-term, the wide effect of a program such as this. So now, Giving Tuesday is coming up. It'll be the final Tuesday of November. It's the 29th,
I believe.
Mm-hmm. How does it work so that people can make donations?
Yeah, so in early November, we'll actually update the web page on the Portage Health Foundation website with the donation form being active. So people can go in and make a donation. And you make a donation for whatever amount you want to, whether it's a dollar or it's $1,000 or $10, whatever it's going to be. And we get donations every level of that. A couple of years ago, our largest online donation was $30,000. Came out of the blue. We had no idea it was coming, and it was just such a powerful thing to see come in. They split it between all the organizations. It was amazing. But we see these come in, and what we do then is when you make that donation, you say where you want the money to go to, and then we'll put it into that fund. And last year we matched $200,000, and so if we would have had only $200,000, it would have been a 1-to-1 match. But instead,
yes,
it was ended up being like a 43 cents on every dollar that came in, and so then we'll figure out.
Yeah, because there was like $430,000 that came in.
It just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what we do then is if a nonprofit receives 10% of the donated funds of the, last year's 440, if they receive 10% of that, they'll receive 10% of the 200,000.
It's so prorated.
It's prorated. And the idea is that we want our money. By choosing these nonprofits, we're putting our name behind them. We are saying we support the health efforts that these guys are doing, these organizations are doing to improve our community. And therefore, whatever our community wants to donate to them, we're going to help match it in the best way we can.
And of course, the concept of Giving Tuesday nationwide is that we've gone through the Black Friday Christmas shopping thing, the Cyber Monday Christmas shopping thing.
Don't forget Small Business Saturday.
My favorite as well. And we've spent a whole lot of money on, in some cases, ourselves, in some cases, others in our family. And we have to remember that it's also a time to spend some money to support other causes and other people in the area. And so that's why Giving Tuesday was developed, and it's something that was picked up on here and has been turned into a huge
worldwide success. I actually was able to go to a conference with some of the staff at the Giving Tuesday, their world headquarters this year, and it was so inspiring to hear their stories and hear why they do it and all the work that they get to do to help people all around the world. Because Giving Tuesday specifically is a U.S. part, because it's only in the U.S. is their Black Friday and Small Business Saturday,
because only in the U.S. is their Thanksgiving to kick the whole thing off.
Exactly. They, but But they make it work in every different country, which is really neat. And they make it work low in the U.S. in every different community. Like what we do in the Copper Country is very different than what happens in Marquette with Give 906. And it's very different than what happens in a lot of the different communities around the country. And to be honest, one of the most impressive ones is what we do here. And that's because of all the people out there that make these donations come in. It's a really incredible amount of money that's donated for such a small community.
Yeah, pound for pound, it's just really, really impressive. So keep watching the website, phfgive.org, because you'll open that up and people can actually give before Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, and the idea there is that we're talking about this for a long time, and I don't want somebody to want to make a donation and then miss it. You know, I didn't hear about it till Giving Tuesday and I wasn't able to get to the website or something. So we have it open for a while and we'll be promoting it pretty heavily. You know, we'll have radio ads playing on your stations. You're trying to get people to realize that it's time to make those donations.
Yeah, and we'll be continuing to cover it, news stories, things like that through QNR Report and QNRReport.com. And it's such a critical thing for so many of our nonprofits in the community now and such a welcome thing for them. And you know, it may never affect you, but if all of a sudden one of those rescue, you know, first responder groups shows up with equipment that they just got because of this and they're able to pull you out of a burning house, wow.
Yeah. If you live here for a long time or your family lives here, these things benefit you. It's almost impossible to have them not. One of these amazing organizations help you in some way.
Absolutely. Mike Babcock from the Portage Health Foundation, thank you for stopping by.